The other thing, there was a thing in Berlin not too long ago.
Oh, last
quite a
yeah.
while.
Last year we were asked to do something, and we always like to do each year something different because to begin with, there's so many things that haven't been done yet. So we may just as well, do something new, not repeat ourselves all the time. So we haven't done yet a labyrinth, so we thought we'll do a sort of a funny labyrinth. And oh, that was quite involved. It was like a couple hundred feet long, the total passage. And there were doors that when you opened, a big beach ball hit your face, which was sort of held by like a pendulum construction, so that it was brought up again as you continued on the passage. And then the next person, when he opens the door, would release the catch, and that ball would come right at his face. And then there were like doors that had to be opened by playing piano. You had to play a particular tune, a tone, to open the door. Then there was a big wheel where you had to walk inside to like travel with the wheel. And the wheel was musical too, because it had those little moos and meows on them, where you turn 180 degrees.
But it's a large.
Yeah, so when you just went inside the wheel, it would make like moo, meow, So there were like 20 different. There were slippery floors made up from little glass balls, and then there was a very sticky floor that had like fly catching glue on it, where we saw all kinds of heels and shoes stuck on it, leftovers.
Were these typical museum goers?
Well, no, they're usually lots of kids, and it's like a fun house. I mean, the whole idea was to do it. That's what we like to do, and we have done like they have games in arcades with all kinds of machines. We've done sort of funny things with those machines, and usually kids like our thing, or just people that don't expect art.
Right.
We had once a store on Canal Street where we didn't sell a single thing to art collectors. Actually, we didn't sell them at all, but people would come off the street like they were digging a hole in the street or something. So the workers would come, and they had a lot of fun.
They look at you never sold a thing.
No, because to the workers, who needs a $5 gag? It's too expensive, but for the collector, it's too cheap.
It's too cheap. And how long was the store open?
Oh, like almost a couple of years.
2 years.
Yeah,
never
didn't
sold
sell not one
thing.
Thing.
That's pretty humorous in itself.
Yeah, that's a funny event. Now it's not much of a change, but there are a couple of collectors that collect this sort of thing. And as I mentioned, the two archives and Beaubourg Museum in Paris have bought quite a few things because Pontus Vulten knew our stuff before, and he sort of sympathizes. So the general museums, like the Museum Modern Art, wouldn't hear of us.
Right.
I mean, we're just too funny. They go for serious stuff.
Serious.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that good. No, they should have sometimes a museum of gags.
Yes.
Then we'll be well represented.